in Somebody Loves Me. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Irving Cummings.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. From the famous vaudeville circuits throughout the country, Broadway and Hollywood have welcomed some of the greatest talent in show business. And in tonight's play, Somebody Loves Me, we will dramatize the life of one of the most popular couples ever to grace a stage, Blossom Seeley and Benny Fields. And as our stars of this delightful love story from Paramount Pictures, we have Betty Hutton in her original role, co-starring with Gene Barry in his first appearance on our stage. Now, Somebody Loves Me, starring Betty Hutton as Blossom Seeley and Gene Barry as Benny Fields.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who.
In 1906, the Earth, beautiful city of San Francisco, was struck by an earthquake. Her name was Blossom Seeley.
Oh, ho, that season rang. Oh, ho, that rang to drink. And it's people dancing all the time. And when you hear that band playing that music grand, it makes you feel like falling, falling.
Blossom had looks, a voice, and a personality. Plenty of each. She started in the San Francisco honky-tonks, but she wasn't there for long. The cabarets and vaudeville came next.
Big Dixie moon, am beaming from above to see if your lover made you. All the night birds croon such a pretty tune because they long. They long for you.
The earthquake headed east, Chicago, New York, then across the Atlantic to Paris.
Oh, babe, oh, she stole my heart away on a dreamy summer day. Oh, we did our wooing and we went canoeing, watched all the seals at play. On the golden strand, I won her hand. San Francisco, oh, that Frisco, San Francisco Bay.
Blossom returned from Paris with 9 trunks of new clothes and a very tempting offer to return to Chicago. But that night in her New York hotel...
So, what do you say, Sam? It's a deal, huh?
Be careful, Mike. I've got the sharpest agent in the world.
Oh, Blossom, please. Say something to him.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Blossom.
Sam, listen to me. Who gave Blossom her first break in Chicago? Me, Mike Fritzel. I've seen her go from 100 a week to 3,000.
And from now on, it's 4,000.
Sam, you're joking. Tell me you're joking. I won't pay it. I love Blossom, but I ain't going bankrupt just because
you're wasting your time, boys. I told you before, I'm going back to vaudeville.
Blossom, please.
Now, don't you worry, Mike. I'll play the Chez Prix just as soon as my new act is set. Hey, Esther, you find my gloves?
I'm bringing them. Hey, what's all this about a new act?
Well, I've got an angle for a big new act with other people in it. You see, they could fill in while I make changes, and that way I could hit them with 4 or 5 different gowns. Sounds terrific, huh?
I don't know, Bloss. You're doing great now.
That's what I say, too.
You remember Pop Grauman back in San Francisco? Well, Pop gave me some pretty good advice. He said every performance has to be better and every season has to be bigger.
Blossom, look, I like you. I like working for you, but no big act. I'm a nervous wreck now.
Oh, relax, Essie. Well, Sam, you ready?
Yeah.
We're going over to Hoboken, Mike, a place called the Willow Cafe.
Sam's taking you to a dump like that?
She thinks she's got to listen to a trio.
Well, they may be just what I've been looking for.
You listen to me, Blossom. I was a star in burlesque when you were just a... Well, anyway, you're sticking to a single. I know this business.
Sure, honey, sure you do. Mike, did you know that Essie was once a big star?
Only the best in burlesque. Why, there was one time...
I saw her work, Mike. Why, when she started to take it off, the audience hollered, "Put it on! Put it on!" Bye, Essie.
So we went across the river and we listened to the trio. Forest, lake, and fields. They danced, they told jokes, they sang. They belonged in Hoboken. For Hoboken, they were fine.
Let me tell you, mister, I never knew I'd be so blue until she went away.
Well, Blossom, had enough?
Oh, take it easy, Sam. I don't know, I kind of like them.
Oh.
I'm only asking that the sweet, sweetie will come back and chase away those wang, wang blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of our honorable guest, Miss Blossom Seeley, my partner Harry Lake and I will now...
I'm on now, remember?
Well, like I was saying, my partner and I will now wait while our other partner sings. Folks, here's Benny Fields.
I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Well,
very attractive.
Oh, come on.
I mean his voice. He's good.
That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. Now I've found your eyes just a little bit bluer. And I've found a heart just a little bit truer. I cry for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Well, that's it, Blossom. Now let's get out of here.
Oh, no, it's fun, Sam. I like them. You see, I like to encourage new talent.
Well, talent, yes, but...
Sam, wait here a minute.
Well, where are you going?
Just back to congratulate them. I think it would be nice.
Yeah, that's very, very...
I think we're in. Really.
Hey, Benny, look. Almost $6 in tips. Oh, we killed him tonight.
Did we? Well, I'm fed up working in joints like this.
Hey, Harry, book us in Carnegie Hall starting tomorrow. Mr. Caruso here don't like this type of work.
Oh, take it easy, Benny. Once we figure out our new routine,
Well, Miss Seeley, well, sure, this is quite an honor, Miss Seeley.
Thank you.
Hey, we saw you out there, but we never dreamed that you'd
come... I just wanted to say I thought you were very good. Very good.
Thanks. What happened to your agent? That was Sam Doyle.
Oh, yes, he's still at the table. He's...
Hey, Miss Seeley, how'd you like that vo-do-de-o-do routine we've done?
Oh, yes,
shoot,
that
huh?
was great, Mr. Forrest. Would you mind telling Mr. Doyle to please not wait for me? Just tell him I'll be tied up on business.
We got business? Sure thing, Miss Seeley. My pleasure.
Say, we got a great new idea.
Oh, and will
for...
you tell Mr. Doyle I'll call him tomorrow at his office?
Your wish is my command, Miss Seeley.
Do you mind if I ask what this is all about?
Well, I've been thinking of building a new act, and I thought maybe I could use you three.
Oh? Well, we've got quite a few commitments. We're only here in this joint to rehearse, you might say.
Well, don't you think it might be an opportunity, working with me?
I'd like to think it over for a while.
Oh, of course. After all, there are three of you.
My partners let me make all the decisions.
Well, fine, I'm
Mr.
sure...
Mr. Doyle says, quote, good night, unquote.
Say, I've just been talking to Mr. Fields about putting you all in my act. $300 a week for the team.
Wow.
I told him we'd think it over.
It's a deal.
It looks like you've been outvoted, Mr. Fields.
When do we start, Miss Steele?
We close here on Sunday.
Then we'll start rehearsals Monday. Three of the toughest weeks you've ever put in.
Oh, we'll love it.
Now, would one of you gentlemen mind seeing me home?
Oh, sure. This is a pleasure.
Why, thank you, Mr. Fields.
Huh? Oh, just give me a couple of minutes, huh?
I'll wait for you at the table.
$300 a week.
Hey, ain't that terrific, Benny?
If you hadn't jumped so fast, I'd have gotten us $5.
Oh, excuse me. We'll meet in the morning, 10 o'clock at the Keith office. We'll work out the contract there.
Oh, better make it noon. I've got an appointment at 10.
Well, can't you break it?
Oh, sure he can.
Sorry, it's too important.
Yes, Mr. Fields. We'll meet at noon, then.
What are you trying to do?
We ain't even got a contract yet, and you're gumming up
the
whole...
We don't need one. I've been watching her ever since she walked in.
So?
She never stopped looking at me.
Oh, sure, sure, Blossom Seeley, only the biggest star in vaudeville, and she's going to fall for...
I still say we don't need a contract. This is going to be more of a personal relationship.
Well, Blossom had what she wanted now, a new act. Blossom was smart. She gave the trio plenty to do, but not too much. She knew the public was still paying to hear Blossom sing.
And I'm going to the cuckoo's nest, but I'm going to go where I love best. Well, I this one sweet song.
Where?
Way down yonder, down in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Down in the land of those dreamy dreams.
And what do they got?
They got a Garden of Eden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They've got those
trio bands with flashing eyes.
Eyes?
Softly whispering tender sighs. Stop. Come on and give your lady fair a little smile.
I said, come on.
You're going to linger there just a little while. Well, hope we got ladies here on earth. A lot of beautiful queens. Way down yonder, yonder down in New Orleans. Oh, oh, Louisiana. Head home, Louisiana.
Come on, Louisiana.
Oh, boy, Louisiana.
Way down yonder, yonder down in New Orleans.
Of it.
Oh, it went fair for a break-in.
Fair? Say, what theater were you in? It was great.
Now, hold still, and I'll get you out of this costume.
Can I come in?
Sam.
Now, look here, Blossom. Are you letting those guys close your act?
What do you mean, close the act? I just closed the act.
And you said no encores. Maybe they didn't hear you.
What's going on out
They're
there?
They're doing an encore. They're doing more than that. They're committing professional suicide, I trust.
Why, those cheap two-bit hams. I ought to toss them out in their ear.
Three of them?
Give somebody a break, and this is what they do to you. They probably planned it all along. Oh, wait till I get hold of them, of all that pig-headed conceit.
Hey, Benny, Benny, we just stole an encore, me and Harry.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we went great, Benny. Now she'll have to give us our own spot.
How'd you arrange it?
A cinch, $20 to the orchestra leader.
Pretty cheap trick, wasn't it?
Since when? It wasn't a cheap trick when you hitched yourself into doing a solo.
Solo? I do 8 bars. Anyway, it was all her idea.
Yeah, she's got lots of ideas about you.
Yeah, we can see what's going on. Blossom's stuck on you.
And all the time picking on us. I ain't got no culture, she says.
And I'm too short. What should I do, grow another head?
No, you've already got to. And if this ever happens again, you're finished.
Look, it was just a gag.
Well, the gag's out.
Out? They ate it up!
Why fight about it? You can't close a flash act with a comedy routine.
You ought to listen to him. He's got a little class.
So you got class. We haven't.
Well, I didn't say it. She did.
Well, if that's your attitude, maybe we should split up. Yeah, you held us back long enough.
Look, you're all excited. Now, calm down.
No, we're excited. Go ahead. Get yourself a couple of other stooges. We're through.
And we'll do all right, Harry and me. See?
We'll do all right, too, Benny.
Hey, fellas, wait. Can't we discuss this?
We've discussed. You got Seeley. We got each other. Come on, pal. Let's get out of here.
I'm sorry, Benny.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, I guess if they're through, we'll have to make quite a few changes in the act.
Whatever you say, boss.
Maybe we can work out something tonight before you go home.
Looks like we'll have to.
Thanks, Benny. See you later. Well, that should take care of the first two numbers. Now, let's see. What about the routine for New Orleans?
Well, I could accompany you alone.
Alone? Well, sure, why not?
Let's see now.
Benny, that isn't the number for New Orleans.
No, this is something else. George Gershwin.
New?
Uh-huh. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who. Could be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew. Who could she be? Worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were me.
meant to be, my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew.
Why did you stop, Benny?
Come here.
The kissing bit's too hokey. We'll leave it out.
Whatever you say.
It's all for tonight.
Maybe it's you.
Oh, now look, Blossom, relax. I just called his hotel. The operator said the line is busy.
But how can it be busy? Oh, well, at least I know where he is. Maybe he's trying to reach me.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Well, sit down. I'll read you the review in Variety. Blossom Seeley's new act is a typical smash for the number one chantuzzi in the biz. Chantuzzi?
That's French for singer.
Why'd they say so? Seeley builds for 18 minutes with sock appeal. For the ladies, Seeley throws in good-looking Benny Fields, whose fair pipes fill in during costume changes. Class houses will fight for this act. Hey, you keep walking back and forth. You wear a hole in that rug.
Well, I paid for it. Hello? Yes? Oh, thank you, operator. Hello?
I tried to get you last night.
I tried to get you last night.
Oh? Sorry, I was out. I had a date.
I thought since we're laying off till Friday, we might rehearse. Could you be here by 3, Benny?
Afraid not, boss. I'm driving down to the shore with a friend.
Oh, well, could you make it tomorrow morning, say 11?
Better make it 2.
All right. That'll be fine, Benny. Thanks.
Why don't you get down on your knees and beg him?
Well, he has his own life. I don't own him, you know.
He's for sale, sister. He's for sale.
Oh, why don't you...
Drop dead? Sure, as soon as I finish the ironing.
It went on like that for weeks. Benny had 100 different ways to torment Blossom, but he always seemed to know just how far he dared to go, and always soft-spoken, always with a smile. Then one night at the theater after the show...
You better do something, Sam, and soon. Mr. Fields was late again, the 4th time this week.
Well, why doesn't she fire him?
You ask her. Go on, I dare you.
You know, if she isn't careful, he's going to connive her into giving him equal billing?
No, he's after a different kind of billing, on her doorbell.
No. Blossom's too smart to marry him.
Smart? Strawberries give her a rash, so what does she want? Strawberries.
And well, tomorrow, see that you're here 30
careful,
minutes sooner.
She's coming.
Late every show. Add living words in my song.
Don't care.
And then Kelly's trying to help me. I'm running this act.
Blas, listen to me, please.
Oh, I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. He doesn't mean a thing to me. He's just part of the act.
Well, don't tell us. Tell him.
All right. I will. I'll tell him right now.
It's all right, boss. Just walk right in.
We're staying at the theater. We're staying after the house closes. I've decided we need to rehearse.
Sorry, I'm afraid I can't. How about the morning?
I've got fittings tomorrow. It'll have to be tonight.
Well, that's impossible. I've got a date.
This is important, Mr. Fields, so call the guy up and break your date.
It's not a guy.
Oh. Oh, I see. Maybe that's why you're always too busy to rehearse.
Oh, not always. Just now and then. I do have a private life, you know.
That doesn't interest me. But this is my act, and I'll run it my way.
Now, look, let's get one thing straight. I know that working with you is a great opportunity, but I don't like the whip cracking.
If you want to quit, I can't stop you.
I don't want to quit. And I'm not selling my self-respect. Not even to the great Miss Seeley.
Nobody talks to me that way. Now go on, get out. Your girl's waiting for you.
She loves to wait for me.
Well, go on, go to her. Only one thing. If you get married, our deal is off.
I'll give you notice. When I get married, I'll even invite you to the wedding.
I don't think I can make it.
You'll have to make it. You're the one I married.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't know. All I know is that I...
This isn't in our contract, is it?
You just didn't read that fine print.
What's going on in there? Sam, can you hear what they're saying?
I can hear.
Well?
She got her strawberries.
In just a moment, we will continue with Act Two of the Hollywood Radio Theater. Here's a story that has sort of a special tug at the heart when you hear it. An American soldier with a camera spotted a cute little Japanese boy playing outside the family home in northern Japan. He asked him to pose, and the boy did. The soldier went his way. 1 month later, tragedy struck at the household. The little 7-year-old boy was dead of influenza. His father, realizing that there was not even a recent snapshot to remember his son by, remembered the passing serviceman, and he asked the United States Army for a copy of the picture. Ordinarily, that would seem like a pretty hopeless task, to find among all the Army's picture-taking soldiers the one guy who'd taken that picture. But one man set out to do just that, PFC Stephen Toole of the 19th Infantry Public Information Office. He wrote letters, he broadcast over the radio, searched Army records. Eventually, halfway around the world, he traced Sergeant Leroy McIlvain in a little Kansas town. Yes, the sergeant had been in Japan during that time. Yes, his hobby was photography. Yes, he had pictures of little Japanese boys, some 4,500 of them. Painstakingly, he searched through them, and he found the right one. The one that could make a grieving family just a little bit happier. This is a story that community in northern Japan will not soon forget. Such acts by you and your friends today are shaping our world of tomorrow. Now our producer, Mr. Cummings.
Act Two of Somebody Loves Me, starring Betty Hutton as Blossom Seeley and Gene Barry as Benny Fields.
I should have known it. Blossom had fallen for Benny that very first time she'd seen him in Hoboken. And now they were married. A few weeks later, Blossom was sick. Laryngitis.
Well, Doc, how is she?
Oh, I'm fine, Benny, fine.
It's not a cold, Mr. Fields, just laryngitis. I've told you time and again, Blossom, you'll always get laryngitis when you sing too much.
Any suggestion?
Yes. See that she goes down to White Sulphur Springs. Plenty of sleep and the mineral bath. She'll be over it in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Doc. She'll leave tomorrow.
Good. Goodbye, Blossom.
Goodbye. Oh, Benny, you better phone Sam and tell him to cancel us in Philadelphia.
I'll call him right away.
Benny, wait. You'll come with me, won't you, to White Sulphur?
I wish I could, Bloss, but I'm so busy with the Friars annual show, you know. Otherwise, I wouldn't let you out of my sight for a minute. You know that, honey.
2 weeks alone down there. Gee, I'd sooner have the laryngitis.
So Blossom went to West Virginia. Not long after, I ran into Benny at the Friars Club.
You'll excuse me, won't you, Sam? I'm in sort of a hurry.
Yeah, overheard. Train reservations, huh?
I'm going down to see Blossom.
Well, she's any worse.
No, she's much better. I got a telegram today.
Should have gone with her in the first place.
Look, I wanted to go, but what can I do? I promised I'd help with the Friars' benefit.
Oh, sure. You can't let the Friars down now, can you?
But I can let my wife down. Is that what you mean?
Does it matter what I mean? How come you're taking the train? What's wrong with a new car?
Nothing's wrong with it.
She had to get a Rolls Royce. $16,000. Quite a wedding present.
I guess I'm more used to a Pullman, Sam.
Yeah, yeah. Blossom misses you, huh?
I hope so. Half as much as I miss her.
Oh, that's touching. Of course you miss her. What's the matter with her? Can't she just mail you the money?
I guess I deserve that remark.
Oh, Mr. Fields, about your reservations, they're all set.
Thanks.
They claim the train was all sold out. But as soon as I told them you were Blossom Seeley's husband, well, that got it all right.
Yeah, that can get you anything.
No, but almost anything. So long, Sam.
Benny, oh, what a wonderful surprise.
Hello, Blossom.
Oh, I'm never going to go away alone again. Well, haven't you got something for me? Like a kiss, maybe? Hey, you're kind of rusty. Something wrong?
Wrong?
Come on, let's have it. You got trouble?
There's something I've got to tell you, Bloss.
Don't look so serious. You didn't rob a bank, did you?
I wish it were that simple. I'm leaving you.
Leaving? Oh, you're kidding me.
I wish I were.
But I don't understand. You come down here and lift me up to the sky and then tell me you're walking out? Why?
Because it's about time I was fair to you.
Fair? You call that being fair? Oh, I can just hear them. Celie marries a guy from left field that nobody ever heard of, dresses him up, puts him in fast company. Then he falls for some dame and drops her flat. Thank you.
Everything you said is true except that last
one. Oh, don't kid me. You're falling for some dame. That's it, isn't it?
Yes, that's it. I've fallen for you. That's something I never figured on. I wasn't in love with you when we got married.
Oh, but you were. You were. I could tell that you were.
I was promoting you for what I could get out of it.
Oh, no.
They all knew it. Sam, Essie, everybody but you.
Blossom Seeley. Prize sucker of all time.
Then you went away and it hit me. I can't use you for a meal ticket now because I do love you. Look, I don't blame you for not believing me.
But I do. I do believe you, Benny. That's why I want you to stay.
I can't.
But what good is running away?
I'm going to get someplace of my own. The free ride's over.
Oh, all right, Benny. Leave the act. Do a single. I'll talk to Mr. Albee.
Blas, don't you see? I've got to do it myself. I'm through being Mr. Seeley.
Oh, Benny, look. Please. We'll stay here a few days. We'll have time to think about it, to talk it over and...
No, no. I've made up my mind. There's only one way for me, and it's through that door.
Benny.
And so Benny disappeared, and the weeks went by. He'd headed west, and one day in St. Louis...
I hate to even mention these fields, but I got just one spot open. Mesa's Majestic in East St. Louis. 2 days. You want it?
Do I? Yeah, sure.
Don't you want to hear about the money?
Anything you say, Mr. Lipscott.
Peanuts. $20.
When do I open?
Saturday. The guy who runs the house never heard of you, but I told him I caught you with Seeley.
Well, nobody can look very good up against her, but... Well, I won't let you down.
Here's the address. Good luck, kid.
His first 2 days' work since he left New York. But when Benny reached the theater, he found a poster in the lobby. Oh, sure, it mentioned his name. But in letters twice as large, it read, "Formerly with Blossom Seeley." Benny never even went into the theater. And then he just disappeared again. Never a phone call, never a letter. Blossom finally went back to work. Ziegfeld was opening a new show, The Midnight Frolics.
Dixie dreams forever haunt me. Dixie dreams are fondest of all. On my pillow each night, I see the fields of white. And Mammy's songs and stories I recall. Dixie seem to pass before me, and I live my childhood it seems at the close of each day. Mr. Dream Man, I'll pray, bring me back my Dixie dream.
Dixie dream.
I wanna go again, back to my home again, in Dixie where I was born. I wanna see again, D-I-X-I-E again. I'll be no longer forlorn. I was a rover, looking for clover. Now my roving days are all over. I wanna stay, snug him a hideaway, free from any trouble, worry or care.
Dixie,
oh, what a subtle down, down in a little town, where folks are friendly to see. I want to rest my head up on a downy bed and do some dreaming for me at the close of each day. Mr. Dreamer, I'll pray. Bring me back my Dixie
Bow. You want me to bow for you with my back?
Flossie, the show's a hit, and you, oh, you're just great, that's all.
Ben, tell Mr. Ziegfeld to replace me.
Replace? Well, you just opened. He's got a fortune tied up in this show. You'll be blacklisted.
I won't be here tomorrow. You'd better tell him.
Why not?
Just let it go at that. I won't be here.
Nothing but ads and bills. Now, why don't you face?
Oh, now, don't start again.
For 3 months, you've been doing this mail. I had worse trouble when I was married. My husband wouldn't run away.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Never leave your door unlocked or your agent will sneak in.
Well, you can't collect a dime. She's still laying off.
For you, madam. Flowers, I believe.
Why, Sam. What's happened to your memory?
Memory?
You must have forgotten. You gave me a Christmas present.
Oh, but these aren't for me. Huh? I found the box outside the door. Look, there's a card.
Benny. Oh, Sam. Sam, they're from Benny.
You don't say.
Oh, I wonder where he is. Maybe the floor.
There's no name on the box. But anyway, this proves he's all right.
Oh, yes. And thinking about me.
Sure, honey. Now, how about giving me some good news and going back to work?
Oh, I will, Sam. Just as soon as Benny clicks on his own and comes back to me.
Oh, how long can you lay off, Blossom? The public forgets fast.
Oh, let them. As long as he remembers.
Yeah. Blossom, I've got to go out to the coast on business.
I'll miss you, Sam.
What I'm trying to say is, how's the bankroll?
Oh, I'm okay.
You sure?
Honest.
Happy New Year, Bloss.
Oh, Sam, it's just gotta be.
Sure, I had to go to the coast, but I had two reasons for going. One was business, and the other was to run down a tip. I'd heard that Benny was in San Francisco, playing a stooge in a fifth-rate burlesque house.
All right, Sam, what are you doing here? What'd you come here for?
Take it easy, Benny. There's not going to be any argument.
Go ahead, rub it in. Say it. This is where I belong. There's only one thing I ask.
Well?
Don't tell her. Don't tell Blossom where you finally found me.
Okay, Benny. I won't tell her.
How is she, Sam?
Well, aside from making like a hermit, giving up her career and rehearsing for the gas pipe, she's great.
I never thought she'd take it so hard.
She's in love with you. Nature had to get into the act.
I only did it to save our marriage. I thought if I clicked as a single,
Is this clicking, playing stooge to custard pies and slop buckets?
You're right. I'm nothing.
Oh, okay, Benny, you've tried to square things, but where is it written that you've got to be a performer?
Well, I thought if
you want your self-respect and get a job. It's better to be a good shipping clerk than a bad performer.
Shipping clerk?
Anything. Stop being a ham and start being a husband. And the first thing to do is to go back to her. Go home.
What's this? What's in this envelope?
It's money, sucker.
No, Sam, I...
Take the money and go home before you punch me in the nose. Oh, if she says anything about flowers at Christmas, act like you sent them.
Oh, 2 o'clock in the morning. Doorbells, oh, shut up.
Effie, who is it?
You want a mind reader at these prices? Who is it?
It's me, Effie.
Ah, it is you.
Benny.
Lush.
Oh, Benny. See, darling, isn't it a beautiful day?
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Well, I feel wonderful, if that's what you mean.
What's new with the Rover boys?
He's still asleep. We were up most of the night talking. Oh, would you try to reach Sam Doyle and tell him I'm ready to go back to work?
You'd better. We got another mouth to feed.
Morning, honey.
Benny, I thought you were still sleeping. Glad to be home.
Oh, am I? Lots. Buzz, what were you saying last night about why you haven't been working?
Oh, it was just my nerves, honest. You're the only medicine I needed.
It's fine, because I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I've come to a decision. I'm through with the stage.
Oh, you're kidding.
Where is it written that I've got to be a performer? In what book does it say that?
But you're a ham, just like I am. You wouldn't be happy doing anything else.
We'll both be happier. I'll get a job, Buzz. I want to be able to hold my head up.
Oh, and you will. I want you to. But you don't have to work with me. Do a single.
No, I tried that. I'm no good.
But, Benny, you worked in dumps and you probably picked the wrong song.
Don't blame the songs. It was me. I haven't got the voice.
Oh, of course you have. But a voice isn't enough, Benny. Now take me. I hit them with a flashy gown. I do new things with my hair. I use my hands and my hips. They see me more than they hear me. All you need is a style, Benny.
What do you want me to do, wiggle my hips?
Oh, now look, darling. People in our business don't get to be a hit just like that. I could give you a style. Of course, it would mean months of hard work, but you could do it.
You really think I could?
Oh, I know you can. Please.
But meanwhile, how we eat?
Oh, I'm loaded.
Blind.
Oh, now look, you pay me back. In fact, you'd better.
Okay, Coach, it's a deal. We start training right now.
You call this training? Kissing me?
Only one promise. When I'm ready, don't pull any strings for me. Whatever I get has got to be on my own.
I promise. All on your own. Now, come on. Let's go to work. I'll put some music on the phonograph.
Sam says he wants to talk to you.
I'm busy. I'll call him later.
He says he can get you 20 weeks on the Keith time.
Tell him to cancel.
But you just
said... I said tell him to cancel. I've got a job. Now, here we go, Benny. Now, listen to this. Lesson number one. Get yourself a beat.
Like this?
That's it. Now apply it to your feet. Left, right. That's right.
Kind of cute. Beat, beat, hat, bat, walking stick, cute trick.
Are you ready?
Okay, let's go.
One, two. Get yourself a beat. Get it working for you. Apply it to your feet like you're having fun. Get your hat. Do a little trick.
I do a little trick.
Get your walking stick.
My walking stick.
Now you've just begun to sing yourself a song. A simple melody. And you can't go wrong. Just strutting along.
From above the feet, if you're loving me.
Hat, trick, walking stick. A break that is me. That you can repeat.
Beauty, yeah, Bob.
With your own little beat.
We'll continue with Act Three of Somebody Loves Me in just a few moments.
We have a story here that pretty well illustrates the difference between two beliefs,
two ways of life. Unless you've been stationed there, you probably haven't even heard of a place called Hirschfeld in Germany. It's close to the border between the Russian and American zones. In the Russian zone, little by little, the last vestiges of freedom and human dignity are being stripped away, and the people look with fear at their conquerors. But just a step across the border, there's a different spirit. The men of our constabulary squadron there set out to do a big job, one that you won't find listed in Army manuals. On their own initiative, on their own time, they built up a community instead of reducing it to nothing. In 2 years, this little group of men raised more than $40,000 to be used for assorted good works, to help the aged and the homeless and the unemployed. The biggest single accomplishment was an $11,000 donation toward construction of a new orphanage. And the work still goes on, giving new hope for the future. Yes, such acts by you and your friends today are shaping our world of tomorrow. We pause now for station identification.
Curtain rises on Act Three of Somebody Loves Me, starring Betty Hutton as Blossom Seeley and Gene Barry as Benny Field.
Well, with Blossom as his teacher, Benny had the world's best coach. He had lots to learn, but he learned it quickly and well. And Blossom was never happier.
Oh, Sam, you should see him. He's wonderful, just wonderful. And the way he can put over a song will...
Well, will you listen to me? First, you wouldn't work because Benny was away. Then you wouldn't work because you were helping him. Sure, he's good, but he's been looking for a job now for weeks, and still you won't go back to work.
Oh, Sam, you know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, for love. Look, I'm married, too. The only thing my wife ever gave up for me was being single. All this torture, is it worth it?
Oh, Sam, it's worth it if you want something badly enough.
No.
I did this to Benny. He would have been a big man on his own if I hadn't busted up that trio. No, I had to have him for myself.
So you'll go on this way, for years maybe, playing the pawn shop circuit. Wait a minute. Where's your piano?
Hmm? Oh, it's out being tuned.
They tune them in the house now, sister. Is your jewelry gone, too?
Just the junk.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the really important one on my finger.
Well, I hope things change before you lose that, too. Look, I offered to get him some work.
Oh, no, Sam. He knows they'd be buying him as a favor to you. He's got pride.
Pardon me, but you can't eat that for breakfast. Fried pride. They're both crazy, Sam.
Sure.
Start packing, honey. I've got a job.
Benny!
Hiya, Sam. Etsy, see if you can find me a clean shirt.
Oh, Bloss. Bloss, I open next Friday in Chicago, the Shea Paris.
The Shea Paris?
Hey, starting right at the top, huh? That's Mike Fritzl's place, Bloss, remember?
Huh? Oh, of course. Oh, I haven't seen Mike in years. Oh, honey, you'll kill him.
Good luck, Benny.
Thanks.
How'd it happen?
Fritzl, he walked into the Friars Club, said he was stuck for an act, and he sent me for 2 weeks at $500.
$500? Well, this is going to make the landlord very happy.
Oh, honey, I knew it had to happen.
Good things have to happen when a guy has you for a rabbit's foot. What do you bet I go over?
Just my life, Benny. Just my life.
We were all in Chicago for Benny's big opening. About 15 minutes before he was due to go on, Blossom and Essie were with him in the dressing room.
You're not nervous, are you, darling?
Not me, honey. Just my body.
Oh, I'm always nervous before I go on.
Oh, Essie, you haven't been on in years.
Well, that's why I'm nervous. Well, I got the feeling I ain't wanted. I'll see you at the table, Bloss. Oh, hello, Mike. The joint crowded.
Loaded. All set, Benny.
I think so, but there's still time to cancel me, Mr. Fritzl.
Ah, no, you're going to be great.
Oh, say, Mike, I'd better see your band leader.
Well, anything wrong?
Well, I just wanted to tell him about that last number. You see, the brass were a little bit...
Now, wait a minute. Let me handle it, baby.
Gee, I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't act like a stage mother.
I'll go and talk to him now. I'll be back in a minute, honey.
All right.
Well, Bloss, I always pull for an act to go over, but never like this one. Now, don't worry.
Gee, I feel like a mother having a baby in front of 1,000 people. I'll keep talking to me, Mike, before I go all to pieces.
So Benny went to talk to the orchestra leader. He was waiting backstage for the number to finish. Nearby, some of the stagehands were playing cards. Playing cards and talking about Benny Fields.
Well, who knows? Maybe this guy Fields is great. After all, Fritzl knows talent. I bet 300.
Singers like Fields are a dime a dozen. I pass.
Anyway, it's the first time a guy ever started and finished a career in one night. Fritzl's secretary, she tipped me off on a deal.
Deal? What deal?
He didn't want Fields. So Seeley promised him, if Fields lays an egg, she'll play the rest of the date for the same money. So Fritzl gets Seeley for a measly 500. Pass.
Hmm. What some dames will do for a pair of pants. I bid 350.
So it was all just another deal, huh?
Darling, what is it?
No wonder you brought your orchestrations along so you can go on after I flop.
Who says you're going to be a flop?
I might have known Fritzl wouldn't want me, that you pulled strings.
Oh, all right, Benny, I did, but only because I wanted to...
teach me a lesson, so that when I flop, I'll keep my place as Mr. Seeley.
Oh, no.
That's it, isn't it? That's what you want.
Oh, no, Benny.
Well, that's just what you're not going to get, because I'm going on, and I'm going to be great. And from now on, I don't need anybody.
Benny!
Thanks for everything.
Hey, what's your rush?
Forget it, will you?
I keep telling you, Blas, never leave a door open.
He knows, Sam. He's found out.
Oh, come on, I'll take you back to the hotel.
No. You go out there to the table. I'll be there in a minute. It would look funny if I didn't. Sam, please. Just let me alone.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Chez Paris takes great pleasure in bringing you a new singer. He's making his debut here tonight, and I know you're going to love him. So let's give a nice warm welcome to Benny Fields.
Above to see if you're loving me, June. The night bird's croon, a spoony tune, they long for you. The roses too.
Well, Blas, I hate to admit it, but he's going great.
He's starting. We're
finished. Excuse me a minute, will you? Just remembered, I've got a phone in New York.
All alone, my honey lamb, waiting here I am. June, two arms will soon be round you twining. I said all around you, my little Dixie June.
Benny, wait a minute.
You hear that applause? I guess somebody just lost a good shipping clerk.
But you lost a wife. Now listen to me.
Please, I gotta get back on the stage. My pub.
Do you think she worked all those months teaching you everything you know because she wanted you to flop? Is that why she canceled work at $4,000 a week, pawned all her jewelry?
There's something you don't know about Blossom. She'll do anything to get what she wants.
But why did it have to be a heel like you that she wanted? Now get this. She told me this morning that if you clicked, she was quitting the business for good. Now go ahead and hit me.
I'm warning you, Sam. I can take just so much.
Some other wife might have told you, but she didn't want to make it tougher for you tonight. Now go off and take your bow, big man.
Oh,
Sorry, fellas. It kind of looked as if I missed my cue. My wife never missed a cue like that in her life. Would you like to meet my wife? Blossom Seeley.
Go on, Bloss. Go up there on stage.
Sam, but I thought you were making a call.
I did. I got through fine.
I said my wife, Bloss. Come on, we're going back up on that stage together.
No, I can't sing now.
Not even one chorus, teacher?
All right, darling. My closing chorus.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, in show business, you better quit when you can't top yourself. And I can't because now I've got the billing I've always really wanted. Mrs. Benny Fields.
Here, B-flat, boys.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me. I wish that I knew who he can be. Just worries me. Passes by, I shout. Maybe you were meant to be my loving baby.
Darling, join me in the last date.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who.
And our stars will return. But now here's Ken Carpenter. Ken?
The letters GYA signify German Youth Activities. And wherever such an organization exists in Germany, you know that there the way of democracy is being taught and encouraged. Our occupation forces are helping out through GYA, developing healthy interests through group handicrafts and hobby projects. A girl by the name of Helga is one example. She was pretty confused when she joined a GYA group. Her father had been very much anti-American, and she reflected his ideas. Luckily, she won a trip to Switzerland in a handicraft contest. Once on the trip, Helga learned that the Swiss people and the American women in charge of the tour were very different than her father had pictured non-Germans. She won't change overnight, but she wants to learn more about the workings of democracy. And her education is continuing through GYA. Such acts by you and your friends today are shaping our world of tomorrow. Now, Mr. Cummings with our stars.
And after that performance, everybody loves them. Betty Hutton and Gene Barry.
I'm off to hearing about next week's show, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like a musical, but it isn't. It's the story of a man who falls in love with a small town and its people. But he can't convince his wife that it's the perfect life. 20th Century Fox has made a beautiful drama of Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie. And we will have two outstanding stars in their original roles, David Wayne and Gene Peters.
I just love the picture, Irving. Good night. Be seeing you all in Chicago.
Good night.
Good night and all our best wishes.
By Mr. Irving Cummings. Our orchestra is under the direction of Rudy Schrager. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us next week at this same time for another presentation of the Hollywood Radio Theater.
Theater is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.